diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy, but there are songs like Goatee, Grey Goose, shipping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gown, trash in the hotel rooms. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair. The code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows we're fine with this. We didn't come for money, but every song's like Goatee, Grey Goose, tripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel rooms. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair.
FM. Joining me during our pirate radio segment here, and I'm so glad these two ladies who are in the studio with me took it upon themselves to actually dress up in pirate costumes. Thank you, ladies. I have Jane Fulton, who's a friend of mine from Seaside Legal Services. Say hi, Jane.
Hi.
Hi. And, you know, Mozambique's going to be looking for their parrot. Yeah, you're going to have to take it back.
I'll take the pass off.
And I also have Kimberly Oswald from the Laguna Food Pantry Board. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here.
It's so nice to have you both here. I have you both here in the same room because, like KX93.5, you both represent nonprofit organizations that do a lot of good in Laguna Beach. Jane, why don't you tell us a little bit about Seaside Legal Services and what you do?
Okay, Seaside Legal Services is a nonprofit public interest law firm. We represent people that need a lawyer and don't have a lawyer in mostly civil cases, because the public defender does the criminal cases, we hope. But in mostly civil cases, we represent people in divorces, bankruptcies, immigration, other civil actions where they can't afford a lawyer, and our services are absolutely free. There's no sliding scale, and we do all of South Orange County.
Amazing. Amazing that this is available, but what is it that you need in order to do this?
Money.
Money.
Lots and lots of money.
Nonprofits are nonprofits, and they exist for the good of others. They, you know, the people who are in charge of them don't really have a whole lot of coin. So if you know anyone who needs legal services, you may call Jane, but please also think about making a contribution to Seaside Legal Services. Thanks for coming in. And Kimberly, you are the newly crowned queen of volunteer. She's a volunteer coordinator. Tell
my
it for
tiara
the
today.
she has her tiara on
Sin
top
tiara
of her pirate
wearing
hat.
It's pirate
very
patch.
Very elaborate. Tell us a little bit about the pantry, first of all, Laguna Food Pantry.
Well, Laguna Food Pantry is also a nonprofit, and it's a great resource that we have tucked in on Laguna Canyon right next to the dog park. And I mention that because a lot of us drive by every day and don't know it's there. And it's a wonderful resource for providing the community with fresh, wholesome, free food for families that, you know, at the end of the month just can't make ends meet. Families that, and individuals.
Yes, so. And we all know that housing has skyrocketed. Both of you, actually, that's where the two of you kind of intersect, as the cost of living in Orange County and Southern California in general.
Absolutely. We're the ninth most expensive city area in the United
in
States.
In the U.S. It's incredible. There was an article in the Register this morning that the median price of a condo in Orange County is like $475,000.
Yeah, the resale, it's gone right up. And the rents have gone right up with it. And so many people, I live out at the Artisan, and, you know, that's where most of the workforce lives in all of Laguna. And they can't afford it, and the rents have just gone up out there. So it's very, very hard. I did want to say, if there's anybody out there that's a lawyer and you think you're retired, please call me at Seaside Legal Services.
Yeah, I have some lawyer friends. I have several lawyer friends, but none who have been practicing law for more than 50 years like Jane Fulton has.
Well, that's okay. We'll teach them something.
She is very determined, and she's got her heart in the right place. So if you feel like helping out either as with some pro bono work, she could throw you a case if you have time, or if you have, you know, something you can toss her way, that would be great. Same with the pantry. But let's talk about why we're really here. We're here to promote KX93.5. And you can call the show at 949-715-5936 to make a pledge. All of our friends who are listening right now, that means you. You may call and show your support. You can come on the air with us if you want, if you feel like chiming in here. And Jane, tell me why you think this station is important in Laguna Beach. What?
It reaches people. Reaches people. It gathers us together. There's always been kind of a heartbeat of help in Laguna Beach.
It brings our safety net together.
And it brings the safety net together, the safety net services.
So we all know where to go to get help for whatever reason that may be. Your legal services. Food to put on the table. You know, what's so fabulous about the Laguna Food Pantry is that we provide food Monday through Friday from 8 to 10:30 every single day. Every single day we have drivers, volunteer drivers. It's a volunteer-driven pantry. So we get food from local stores every single day that's put on, you know, sorted, shelved by the volunteers so that individuals can come in. There's no qualification to come in to qualify for food. You simply bring your bags and have it.
You do have to bring your bags.
Absolutely bring your bags. But you have a complete retail experience, and it's like no other for the reason that you can just come in. And you can come in every week, choose your own day, pick your own groceries. It's absolutely wonderful. And
we're really grateful for what both of you do. Stick around. We're going to play a song. We're going to hear a song that I know is one of Jane's favorites.
Never seen you looking so bad, my funky one. You tell me that your super fine mind has come undone.
Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there no more. Any major dude will tell you. Any major dude will tell you. Seen a squawk's tears? Well, look at mine. The people on the street have all seen better times. Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there no more.
Any major dude, that's from Pretzel Logic, 1974, great album by Steely Dan. And such a Buddhist attitude, right? Any major, I can't read my writing. The world, when the world falls apart, it falls together again, something like that, whatever they just sang. But it was like, yeah. when the demon is at your door in the morning, it won't be there no more. So, you know, we kind of have to remember that no matter what the problem is. Kimberly, I want to hear more from you about your relationship to Laguna and the station. Tell me about what you think of KX93.5.
Well, I think it's a great, again, another resource to bring the safety net together and talk about everything and anything that's going on in town, you know, be it the food pantry or Jane's Legal Services, all the other wonderful resources that we have here for health and
Yeah, we've got a lot of organizations. We've got the community clinic, we've got mm-hmm. legal services, we've got food, we've got the senior center. So, you know, we do try to make sure everybody can maintain and stay in their houses fed and healthy. And I understand that I've got my buddy on the phone, Jim Rue. Jim, are you there?
I am here. It's a wonderful town. It's got quite a very informal but widespread safety net that helps a lot of people a lot of the time, and you are one of the stars of that, so thank you.
Aw, shucks. Well, I'm in a room full of stars here, so,
you know,
including...
You know, I was amused listening to Puddle's Pity Party, because every time that I hear him sing, I'm either in watching him perform or I have him on YouTube or something. And so this is the first time I can remember that I actually listened to the song without having this striking visual of this almost 7 foot tall Harlequin clown with the black buttons down his front and the frilly collar. It comes across differently.
Yeah, I don't know if I introduced that song. It was at the top of the hour. It's Puddle's Pity Party, which is the nom de plume, well, the nom de microphone of a guy named Mike Geyer, who's like 6'8". And I think with the hat, yeah, with the little clown hat, he's probably 7 feet. And he's got this operatic, gorgeous voice that is just amazing. And he does all these wonderful cover songs. And he's kind of a mystery. Jim, were you gonna call in with a pledge? Not to put you on the spot.
Absolutely. Please set me up.
Great. Well, if you can hold, we will take your information. And thanks so much for calling in. You are true blue.
Yeah. Thank you for everything you do.
Thanks, Jim. We'll see you later.
Bye bye.
All right. And ladies, I am going to set you free to go about your day. But Kimberly, why don't you give the number one more time that people can call in and make a pledge?
The number is 949-715-5936. And that's where you can call, and we'll take your pledge on the air.
All right. And thanks, ladies, for coming in and taking time out of your day. I know Jane has problems to solve, and so does Kimberly. And these are some of the people that are making it happen in Laguna. And, you know, and we are supported by KX93.5 in that effort. They're such the heartbeat of the community.
Well, thank you so much, Barbara. It's so important, and it's really great that we get to, you know, share that the Laguna Food Pantry is there for anybody in need. And we also welcome any of the volunteers that want to participate in helping out. And we also have our annual fundraiser coming up.
Yeah, what about the people who maybe they don't want to get up in the morning and move food, but what if they like the party?
Then the Palooza, May 19th is where to show
Friday, May 19th, 5 to 7 p.m. is our third annual Pantry Palooza. Jane, you don't have to raise your hand. You can just...
I told you I wouldn't speak until spoken.
Oh, my gosh. Go ahead. You may speak, Jane.
Thank you. Also, the Taste of Charity is coming up from the Laguna Board of Realtors, and that's May 24th, I believe. May 24th.
Right. Yeah. So those are two ways that people can give back, too.
Right. And
probably the station is involved in that. I'd be surprised if they're not part of a Taste for Charity.
Yeah, so come to the Palooza party, especially if you don't want to get dirty. And
Or even if you do.
And even if you do.
Wear your dancing shoes. Right. It's at the White House, and the Agave Brothers are playing. Russell Pierce was kind enough to lend his band again, and they are just so much fun. It's just a rockin' time. And speaking of a rockin' time, we're going to hear a favorite old song from Delight.
We're going to dance and have some fun. Dig. The chills that you spill up my back keep me filled with satisfaction when we're done. Satisfaction of what's to come. Dish, my succotash wish.
Sing it, baby.
I couldn't ask for another. No, I couldn't ask for another. Groove is in the heart.
Josh.
Torso here, hot guy. got a deal you wanna know. Delightful, truly delightful. Life making it, doing it, especially at a show. Feeling kinda high like a Hendrix haze. Music makes motion moves like a maze. All inside of me, heart especially. Hill of the rhythm, where I wanna be. Come on, flowing, glowing with electric eyes. You dip to the dive, baby, you'll realize. Baby, you'll see the funk inside of me. Baby, you'll see that rhythm is the key. Hit, get witty, witty, can't think, quitty, quitty. Stomp on a stoop when I hear a funk group. Blue playing pop pipe, follow her to shoot. Baby, just sing about the groove.
Sing it. The groove is in the heart.
Hi, I'm Barbara McMurray. I'm taking over the airwaves on KX93.5 today. And you can call into the show at 949-715-5936 and make your pledge. It is a fully tax-deductible donation because KX93.5 is a nonprofit, local, independent radio station that is crucial to our community. What do? They immerse listeners into the arts, culture, and music of Laguna Beach. And I'm a little out of breath because we were just dancing in the studio. And if you go to the website, maybe they'll even post it. Who knows? All right. So let's talk more about the radio station and what it does. This station has featured more than 400 live bands and 100 nonprofits, and it's played tens of thousands of songs from independent musicians. It's a real voice and a real heartbeat of the community. And we're so lucky because we're just this little funky beach town. We've got our own radio station. And, you know, it's kind of like a little secret if you don't stream it online, because when you drive out the canyon or down Coast Highway, there it goes. It's kind of cool, though, because you can't really get any other stations on your radio when you're in town. So it's really a great resource. I'm going to say bye to Kimberly and to Jane Fulton. Kimberly from Laguna Food Pantry and Jane from Seaside Legal Services. Thanks, ladies, for coming in.
Thank you.
See you. All right, we're going to play some more music, and the next song is a fabulous chestnut from Pete Townsend.
Retreating.
Let my love open the door. 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 When tragedy befalls you, don't let it drag you down. Love can't cure your problem.
Hi, this is Barbara McMurray, and I am taking over the airwaves on KX 93.5 FM. Thank you for joining us. And just a reminder, you can call into the show at 949-715-5936, or you can just call that number and make a pledge. You can do that right now. You know you want to. Just go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. And I have another friend in here with me, and this is kind of like having your picture taken like with Miss America. This on the radio, I've got like a voice that's you know, like two cats mating. And I've got the dulcet tones here of Cynthia Jenkins, who's like, could be a voiceover queen if she wanted to. Say, show them, Cynthia. Say hello and introduce yourself.
Barbara, I do have several ranges. This is my radio voice. I also have somewhat of a radio face, which Barbara does not. But I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad you're here. Now, let's explain our relationship a little bit.
The clean one or the dirty one?
Well, you can touch on both, probably.
So, Barbara and I work together. I also am a local Lagoonian and work and live here. Barbara and I work together at ZWO, an advertising agency.
ZWO, you know what I thought of? ZWO, Z-W-O is the name of the firm, and it's a radio term.
It is a radio term that means say something once. So you want to make it count, like pledge.
Like 715-5936. I haven't said that just once, but you know, I'm supposed to say it a lot.
But I've only said it once.
So it's great to have you here, Cynthia. Let's talk a little bit about the station and what it means to you.
Okay, well, other than the fact that my youngest son has been on this, this station, he's part of the Laguna Playhouse Youth Conservatory, so he's done a few little ditties here. I will say that from a community media perspective, really our entertainment other than weekly newspapers is the DRB recap on TV, which as titillating as that can be, this is something that this station is something that I think is really important for this community that, you know, in real time and to have real conversations and not have to wait for letters to the editor for a week later, et cetera, that I love this station, and I feel like it has grown so much. I have, I've always had kind of like this mini, now not so subtle crush on Jason.
Oh, who doesn't?
So I love hearing the police blotter in his.
I'm here. You can speak to me in person.
Oh no, he heard us.
Oh no! Oh no!
Please begin speaking after the beep.
If I ever do end up getting arrested for anything, mm-hmm. I do aspire to make your
just lunge. Just lunge straight across the board.
But you know, it's really interesting because I also there's another DJ here. Her name is Cindy, and she happens to be a neighbor of mine who I've also like subtly stalked. And it's
she's
really,
up next. Actually.
She's up next.
Yeah, she's
well, now she's going to think I'm really stalking her. But it's fun because, you know, I think Laguna is known as an art community and we a lot of what we have is really visual and to have something that's auditory is just really fun and dynamic.
And it's surprising how many people here are into music. They play music, they follow music. I know a couple of diehard concert goers and people who play in little bands that nobody knows about.
Yeah.
People play in bands that are kind of, you know, well known and followed. There's a
well,
lot
so of
Well,
so I have kind of
here.
A great story.
Let's hear it.
So I do have a really old car. That's not the great story. And I seem to be in this pocket where I get no radio stations. And so I make this drive from South Laguna to North Laguna, where the ZWO office is. Plug, plug, plug. And I get no radio stations other than the Latino stations. And so I have this recently had a death in the family, different radio show. And I, you know, you don't want to be alone with yourself, alone in your thoughts. And so I didn't have a radio station other than this Hispanic, which was lovely. It was very uplifting and the whole thing. But I thought, I wish we had a station that I could actually
in my own language.
Yeah, in my own language and that I could like connect with. And so So I was able to stream it, and it was, even though it's just my like 11-minute commute for me, it's just a nice backdrop to my morning and my kids. It's fun.
It's a super resource for everybody, and you know, it does immerse listeners into the arts and the culture of Laguna Beach. And I'll give you the number again. And I'm Barbara McMurray. I'm taking over the airwaves on KX93.5 in case you missed that part. The number to call here to make a pledge is 949-715-5936. Don't be shy. Step right up. And since, you know, we're both in the advertising / PR game, I have a song for you, Cynthia, in your honor by the amazing Tom Waits. And this is a hilarious song, so really listen to the lyrics. It will put a smile on your face.
Okay, I'm honored.
Step right up. Everyone's a winner, bargains galore. That's right, you too can be the proud owner. The quality goes in before the name goes on. $0.1 $0.1. We got service after the sale. How about perfume? We got perfume. How about an engagement ring? Some for the little lady, some for the little lady, some for the little lady. $3-4. We got a year-end clearance. We got our white sale and a smoke-damaged furniture. You can drive it away today. Act now, and receive as our gift. Our gift to you, they come in all colors, one size fits all. No muss, no fuss, no spills, you tired of kitchen drudgery, everything must go. Going out of business, going out of business, going out of business sale. 50% off original retail price, skip the middle man. Don't settle for less, how do we do it, how do we do it? Volume, volume, turn up the volume. Now you heard it advertised, don't hesitate. Don't be caught with your drawers down. Don't be caught with your drawers down. You can step right up. Step right up. That's right, if a lazy chops, dice and slice, never stops. Lasts a lifetime, mows your lawn. And it mows your lawn, and it picks up the kids from school. It gets rid of unwanted facial hair. It gets rid of embarrassing age spots. It delivers a pizza. And it lengthens, and it strengthens. And it finds that slipper that's been at large under the chaise lounge for several weeks. Plays a mean rhythm master. It makes excuses for unwanted lipstick on your collar. And it's only a dollar. Step right up. It's only a dollar. Step right up. Cause it forges your signature. Not completely satisfied. Nail back unused portion of product for complete refund of price of purchase. Step right up. Please allow 30 days for delivery. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. You can live in it. Living it, laughing it, loving it, swimming it, sleeping it, living it, swimming it, laughing it, loving it, removes embarrassing stains from contour sheets. That's right. And it entertains visiting relatives. It turns a sandwich into a banquet. Tired of being the life of the party. Change your shorts, change your life, change your life. Change into a 9-year-old Hindu boy. Get rid of your wife. And it walks your dog. And it doubles on sacks. Doubles on sacks. You can jump back, Jack. See you later, alligator. See you later, alligator. And it steals your car. It gets rid of your gambling debts. It quits smoking. It's a friend. It's a companion. It's the only product you will ever need. Follow these easy assembly instructions. It never needs ironing. Well, it takes weights off hips, bust, thighs, chin, midriff, gives you dandruff. And it finds you a job. It is a job. And it strips the phone company free tape central file exchange. And it gives you denture breath. And you know it's a friend. And it's a companion. And it gets rid of your traveler's checks. It's new, it's improved, it's old-fashioned. Well, it takes care of business. Never needs binding, never needs binding, never needs binding. Gets rid of blackheads, heartbreakers, psoriasis. Christ, you don't know the meaning of heartbreak, buddy. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Cause it's effective, it's defective. It creates household odors. It disinfects, it sanitizes for your protection. It gives you an erection, it wins the election. Why put up with painful corns any longer? It's a redeemable coupon, no obligation, no salesman will visit your home. We got a jackpot, jackpot, jackpot. Prizes, 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 all work guaranteed. How do we do it? 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 We need your business. We're going out of business. We'll give you the business. Get on the business end of all. Going out of business sale. Receive all.
brochure. Free brochure. Read the easy to follow assembly instructions. Batteries not included. Send before midnight tomorrow. Terms available. Step right up. Step right up. Step right up. You got it, buddy. A large print giveth and a small print taketh away. Step right up. You can step right up. You can step right up. Come on, step right up. Get away from me, can't you, boy? Step right up. Step right up. Step right up.
Hi, this is Barbara McMurray, and I'm still here taking over the airwaves on KX93.5 during the station takeover week. You can call into the show at 949-715-5936 and make a pledge right now, because this is just a sweet little independent radio station that's a nonprofit, and they need your support to stay on the air. So please consider that. And I just want to talk a little bit more about that song, because that's got to be one of my favorite Tom Waits songs, Step Right Up. It's from the Small Change album of 1976. And, you know, like he says, you know, this product never needs winding. And just like my studio guest, Cynthia Jenkins, she never needs winding either.
Sometimes I do, or other things. But it's funny because in advertising, I know this station actually doesn't accept advertising or run advertising, which is why pledges are so important. So a little counterintuitive to my profession, although I am prepared to step right up, Barbara.
Oh, Cynthia.
On behalf of Zwo, they actually sent me, you all can't see this, but they sent me two checks. Normally, I'm not allowed to handle any of the money.
They know to keep Cynthia away from the
checkbook. Right, exactly. But Tom Waits really, he really influenced me to, I'm prepared to write a check for $500. Anyone is welcome to match that. But again, I typically would answer and call for the pledges on NPR, which of course they have ad nauseum, and I have all the mugs in my cupboard to prove it. But this is one that I'm happy and proud to write this check, because I'm so proud of this town, and I'm proud how it's an embrace the community. And even though Barbara and I are in advertising and marketing, the fact that you're able to keep this agnostic, and it's just it's a wonderful service. And so the funny thing is, I have two checks here. I only need one, and I don't have a pen. But
we'll get you.
Tom didn't help me with that, but he certainly helped to influence me. So I'll do that right now while Barbara keeps talking.
Look, and I'm going to take a picture of Cynthia writing the check.
And so I believe checks are written out to not Jason Fetty, but
no, not Jason Fetty. He tried that last year. That didn't work so well.
So it would be KX93.5
FM. Yes. And, you know, you listening at home, please feel free to write along with Cynthia. Write along with Cynthia on your check, in your ledger.
It feels so good to write this to something that is so much more meaningful than, let's say, a bill.
A bill.
Or a tutor. Or, anyway.
Or a lawyer.
Or a lawyer.
I'm supposed to say this frequently because I guess people tune in and out. I'm Barbara McMurray. I'm taking over the airwaves on KX93.5 FM today with my friend and colleague and coworker, and I guess she's my boss, kind of, at Zwo.
No, hardly.
Cynthia
hardly.
Jenkins.
I do whatever Barbara tells me.
Yeah, you kind of do, actually, come to think of it. I do appreciate that. That's good in a boss. But call into the show at 715-5936 and make your pledge, because, you know, this is our only little independent radio station that's crucial to the community and keeping everybody informed. And I think we should probably play some more music, because, you know, I'm still kind of tingling from this, from Tom Waits, who asked the musical question, why put up with painful corns any longer? It's a good question.
and a rhetorical one.
And as we know, the large print giveth and the small print taketh away. That's kind of our the game that we're
the
in.
Game that we play.
But now we're going to perhaps become a little bit more introspective and play another song. What do we have up there, Jason?
Iron and Wine?
Yeah, let's listen to some Iron and Wine, one of my favorites, Sam Beam. This is Barbara McMurray. I'm taking over the airwaves today on KX 93.5 FM, Laguna's only independent radio station. And I understand I have a good friend on the line, Corey Jorgensen, Dr. Corey, who has been a longtime member of the community, a wonderful public servant. He used to be the medical director, I believe. Are you there, Corey?
I'm here.
To correct me? You were at the community
right,
clinic,
I've
but now
around.
Your big job, and you probably never knew it was going to be such a big job, is as the chairman of the Laguna Food Pantry Board of Directors.
You know, I enjoy that position. I have experienced a whole lot of the importance of why that pantry exists, why our pantry does such a great job. And I'm thrilled to be talking to you about it because you've been so helpful at increasing our visibility in the community. Barbara, I don't know if you've told your viewers or your listeners, but we provide over 3,000 pounds a day of free groceries out the door 5 days a week to low-income people. And about a third of them either work or live right here in Laguna Beach.
We forgot to say that. We were talking about the party. We were talking about the Pantry Palooza on May 19th at the White House from 5 to 7 p.m. We were focusing on the fun stuff, but I'm glad you brought it back to the actual mission of the Laguna Food Pantry. And I appreciate your calling in. And Corey, I want to thank you because you were the very first donor I got when I said I was doing this thing, this takeover thing. You stepped right up. You were the first one.
Well, thank you. It's such an easy thing to do. The radio station is hugely important to the community, so I'm delighted to wear their T-shirt, and I'm delighted to be on the programs once in a while, and I'm also very happy that they are such strong supporters of the community. But back to the Pantry Palooza, I'm with you. It's going to be a fun event, and the money that we raise there is all going to get used to help get groceries into the hands of hungry people.
Exactly. And, you know, let's clear up a misconception. A lot of people think that we just feed homeless people, and we do that kind of indirectly, but mostly what we do is we feed families who are barely making ends meet. We give them groceries so that they can take it home and prepare a meal, sit around the table like anybody else, and enjoy that together time with a meal at a table. And that is our real raison d'etre. That is what we do.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point to make. We're right next door to the homeless shelter in the canyon, and we certainly do what we can for those folks. But our main mission is to help feed people who can take groceries home and cook them. And so many of the people who benefit from our food are children who would otherwise go to school hungry.
That's right. Half of our shoppers have babies and kids at home that they're feeding. So
yeah,
we really provide something that's essential, because what's more important than food and a place to sleep?
Absolutely. So I'm delighted to be talking to you about it. I wanted to mention another part of the safety net here in Laguna Beach. I used to work with the Laguna Beach Community Clinic, and I still support the clinic. It's a wonderful place to get medical care and also to help people sign up if they need help with signing up for insurance. So it's a great organization as well, right next door to the Susie Q, just a block away from the fire department.
That's right. We do take care of our own. I like that about Laguna. And one of the things that it does is, on the higher end of the scale, we have this wonderful radio station to keep us all communicating. So, Corey, thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate hearing your voice and having you enlighten us further about the pantry. And I'll see you on the dance floor because you are quite the rug cutter.
Okay, we'll see you on the dance floor at Pantry Palooza.
Thanks.
Thanks, Barbara. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Corey.
Everybody is wondering what and where they all came from. Everybody is worrying about where they're gonna go when the whole thing's done. But no one knows for certain, and so it's all the same to me. I think I'll just let the mystery be. Some say once gone, you're gone forever, and some say you're gonna come back. Some say you rest in the arms of the Savior if in sinful ways you lack. Some say that they're coming back in a garden, bunch of carrots and little sweet peas. I think I'll just let the mystery be. let the mystery be. Everybody is wondering what and where they all came from. Everybody is worried about where they're gonna go when the whole thing's done. But no one knows for certain, and so it's all the same to me. I think I'll just let the mystery be.
We brought the twang. We brought the twang a little bit with Iris DeMent. This is Barbara McMurray. I'm taking over the airwaves until 11 o'clock this morning on KX93.5. You can call the show at 949-715-5936. And I understand we have a very special guest calling in all the way from the East Coast. Her name is Tina.
I am.
Tina Zwolinski of
Hello.
ZWO. Hi, Tina. You know, Cynthia just left because, you know, you're a slave driver.
Oh.
And she's off to, you know, pick a bale of cotton and get things done. So
I thought she would have taken off over the radio, like pushed you out and taken over the mic. And
I was waiting. I was waiting.
Well, I wanted to call my favorite DJ and see how the show's going.
It's going really well. And thank you, Tina and John Zwolinski of ZWO Advertising, Marketing, and Branding. You guys gave, like, can I say, you gave $500. Thank you.
Yay! Well, we want this hour to be the winning hour.
Well,
everybody
wins.
We'll
see about that.
The radio station there.
Yes. And, you know, the radio station is such a great thing. You probably, I bet you didn't even know until we told you that we have a little radio station. Tina, I should say that Tina is calling from Greenville, South Carolina, where ZWO is based. And in Laguna Beach is ZWO West. That's Cynthia and me and our friend Lauren Graham, who supports us. And so ZWO is killing it with a couple of very important clients lately, and we are trying to do our best for them. So that's why Cynthia had to run off, because we have to do our best next week.
But, so, and Barbara's a little busy bee there in Laguna, so this is exciting that you can be on the radio and do some neat things like this in the community.
Yeah. Did you know? I'm curious, though. Did you know until we told you that we had a radio station?
No, but Laguna seems like a place that would.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? We've got it all.
Yeah.
Our nest is
so
pretty well feathered here.
When I'm there next time, I will be sure to listen to it while I'm in town and in the office. We should
yeah.
be having it playing over the office.
Well, sometimes we do. Sometimes Cynthia and I stream it at the office, and it's fun. You never know what you're going to get when you tune in. But, Tina, thanks so much for the check, and thanks for calling in. And say hi to John and the gang back there in Greenville.
And, everybody support the station.
Yes, send everybody support the station. Thanks, Tina.
Great. Have a great day.
Great to hear
Bye.
From you. Bye.
Okay.
Friend, don't be sad, I know you will, but don't give up until true love will find you in the end. This is a promise with a catch.
All right, Daniel Johnston. Barbara McMurray's here for Cakes Takeover.
Another one?
Very grateful. No, that's enough. Thanks, Daniel.
Thanks, Daniel.
yeah, for Cakes Takeover, thanks for doing your hour. It's been awesome.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun. You know, so you, I'm not that surprised that you know a lot of minutia about Daniel Johnston,
mm-hmm.
but he lives in Austin, Texas, and he was born in Sacramento.
Oh.
And you actually knew what how he became famous, because...
Well, I thought it was Michael Stipe, but you corrected me. It was
Stipe, probably. Michael Stipe.
Michael Stipe works at the college.
Yeah, and he's kind of famous too.
But. Yeah, I'm really getting it wrong, aren't I? Completely wrong.
Michael, you thought it was Michael Stipe. You thought it was Michael Stipe. It was neither of those Michael.
No,
it was actually Kurt Cobain.
It was Kurt Cobain.
Who was frequently photographed wearing the T-shirt featuring the cover image of Daniel Johnston's album, Hi, How Are You? And he's an artist, he's a visual artist, and obviously a really talented songwriter and singer. And he does a lot, and he's been very famous, and he's had his share of troubles.
Right, he's got some mental health issues, which may or may not have sort of added to his artistry, but... that's part of his thing, isn't it? So
yeah, it is. And you know, I have to admire him for persevering with all that talent. He can still, he has overcome to some extent his illnesses, and I gotta admire that. You know, I think isn't this Mental Health Awareness Month or something?
Yes, it is.
It is
very much so.
Yeah. So yeah. There's a little nod to Daniel Johnston, and you know, overcoming things and making sure that you you listen to your what do they call those? Your muses, your muse. He listens to his muse.
He totally does. And also, when somebody like him has some fame and proves to other people with perhaps the same ailment that it's possible to express yourself in that way, it's not just about being famous, but just having that ability to express yourself, it just, you know, makes people feel, well, if he can do it, maybe so can I.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
whatever it is that ails you. And those things often connect us as well in ways that, people can feel very isolated, can't they, with whatever it is they're suffering from. But we've all got some baggage or other that we're carrying around.
I would say so.
Apart, not you, obviously. I'm talking about the rest of us.
Oh, please. Oh, honey.
Well,
more
all,
issues I'm, than Vogue magazine. Honey.
To quote my therapist, that's all the time we've got.
Well, okay, and the last song that I really, really wanted to play this song, because, you know, everybody loves Leonard Cohen, the late, great Leonard Cohen. He's always been a favorite of mine. And this is a song that you don't hear enough of. And, it's very appropriate. It's, what album is it from? You know what album it's from, but it's Closing Time. And, you know, you can be 100 and you can wear something tight. That's what I love about this song. It's my favorite line. She's 100, but she's wearing something tight.
That's so funny. It's so interesting that you're a lyric person. I didn't know that about you.
I'm a wordsmith.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me on. And one more time, if anybody wants to call and pledge, it's 949-715-5936. I'm Barbara McMurray. This has been a delight taking over KX93.5 for the morning, for an hour anyway. I hope you enjoyed the tunes. I really enjoyed being with you, Jason. And you learned some things about Cynthia and me, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, all the girls have a crush on you.
It's just not, doesn't ring true for me. Never mind.
You'd be surprised.
Here's Leonard.